So is Jesse going to put you guys out of a job? Is that what I'm
saying? Man, I tell you what, I was sweating it there. She's, you know, calling good plays, reading the defense good. You know, I didn't hear any audibles, but she'll work on that this week. And, you know, we still need her to play. She's still got a couple more years, hopefully. And, you know, being a sophomore, she's not done playing yet. So, but, hey, I'll take her in at the end. I mean, we got the Fairleys all coaching. We might as well have another one coming up in a couple of years. So I just keep building it up. I'll be out of a job probably by then, you know. They'll just take over. I'll just be sitting back, chilling, managing, you know, fundraising.
Hey, you're getting a head start on your coaching tree. That's what
And that's what I've been trying to do. I mean, we're trying to build a program from ground level, and this is a key indicator. I mean, this is our first year graduation class. Mm-hmm. This is our fourth year doing this. So this is where we're at, and I'm excited. I'm excited for what the future holds for our program. We're definitely going on the right directions. Our JV's undefeated, had a great JV season. Looking forward to next week doing the JV district championships that mm-hmm. we're doing for them. We start our district run and try to hold on our crown and make it a four-peat. So,
and that starts not this coming Monday, but the Monday after that, right?
Yep. Yeah, we'll be hosting again for that. We're excited to be able to play here. And I know we've had some tough battles for district, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, we still got a lot of work, and I hope they're ready. I mean, we're going to put them through some tests this week and really pressure them a little bit. Have some hard practices because we've been kind of slacking, I think, here lately. You know, we worked them hard going into Tallahassee. They had a great run over there.
Mm-hmm.
Showed a lot of effort coming back from behind against a real good D.R. Phillips team. I mean, that team's a solid team. That showed a lot right there. I think it built their confidence because they know locally we haven't had a lot of tests on the field. Getting over there, playing the Miami Jackson team that's touted the number one defense in the state is what they had posted or pre-interviewed, and then they also gave up a lot of points in the next game. So that kind of game wasn't a good indicator. But the fact that D.R. Phillips has been a Class 2A solid program in the top 10, they've been to the state championship game a couple times. Mm-hmm. The coach over there's had some rings. I mean, you know, to get a win like that is a good indicator, and then I think that helped push through the rankings. Again, we don't really try to care about rankings. We're looking for the number one ranking at the end of the year, and that's what matters.
So overall, though, I mean, coming out of that Tallahassee tournament, you saw good things, positive signs.
Real positive
playoff
signs. Yeah, the real positive signs coming out of that. You know, Cass got hurt in the first half of the first game.
Mm-hmm.
We took her out the second half. Jessie stepped in reluctantly. She doesn't really like the quarterback, but she filled that role. Cusco, Carolyn even had a touchdown throw. Coming in the next day, you know, we were unsure what Cass was going to be able to do. Thigh bruise, very swelled up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she played. She played in the role we've been wanting her to do as a pocket passer.
Mm-hmm.
We got her back further. She didn't do a lot of running. She threw about 30 times. We had, you know, drop balls have been killing us in the last four games. We've had 6 to 7 drop balls per game.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, good, catchable balls. So that hurt us. We didn't really wake up. I mean, we didn't get to warm up. The rain delay threw us off. We didn't have balls on the field. So they got on us 13-0 real quick. We had a bad punt the first series. They scored. Turned the ball over again. They scored. Hey, the team stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
Matt did a good job studying their film the night before, was able to pick up their tendencies real quick, and we started just basically calling out their plays and really shocked them a little bit. Got in their heads some. The girls stepped up and made some plays, and, you know, we were down 13-6 at the half and pulled it out. So that was huge. I mean, every coach down there said that was something they didn't expect D.R. Phillips to give up a lead like that going in with momentum. So we were hoping to play that the rain out. It probably wouldn't have been a good turnout of pocket. Alonzo is really a good, solid team.
Mm-hmm.
They got 17 seniors and 19 of the players out there. So they're geared for a 2A win, hopefully for state, good class program, and we hope to be there with them at the 1A.